producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephan way of thinking our way through the day. Yes, thinking is important. It's a good trait, something you might want to try some more often than others. Hello, we're trying to think our way through this Tuesday. It's November the 3rd. I'm Doug Stephan, along with Ken Kessler, who has done an excellent job of working through the night to monitor a lot of things going on in the world. So we'll put all the pieces together here in depth in this hour. One of the things, Kenny, that I find fascinating as I look around at technology. I was just telling the boys and girls, Kara and Kenny, about technology. I'm back on my farm in Massachusetts, and I have three different computers that I use here, and I have pretty much the same setup in my studio in Santa Monica, when I tried to use everything on Friday morning, nothing worked. Nothing. I mean, nothing worked. Is that what I mean? Yes. Is that what I mean? Oh. Nothing worked. And so the fellow who works on it is somebody that got through another person who has needs for great sort of security, backup, that kind of stuff. And this fellow has done an okay job, but last week he did an excellent job figuring out and fixing the things that were bothering me, so that yesterday when I was on the air, everything was working much smoother than it has for a long, long time out there. I have not had more than the usual. How often do you hear me complaining about my stuff here? Probably every... I shouldn't ask that question. Probably every day. How often do you complain about the technology that you have to use in order to make your home work, your life work, your social connections? How many of you live without having any sort of technology? It's almost impossible today, right? Mm-hmm. You can't live your life without it. If you're going to buy gasoline, if you're going to the store to buy food, if you go to the store to buy clothing, if you're trying to buy, let's say you have a window that's smashed and you bring it to the window store and they fix it, they're going to put everything on a computer. And they're going to charge you, use your MasterCard or whatever credit card you have. It's all technology. Everything is. So why are we surprised when we learn that our government says that there's more cheating software? You know, the folks who make Volkswagen, the Volkswagen Corporation, own Audi. They own Porsche. And so now, the information that comes through from this week is that the EPA in this country has discovered emission cheating software on Audis, Volkswagens we know about, and Porsche. How do you say Porsche? The plural of Porsche. Porsches, I guess, right? Porsche?
Yeah.
I never really pronounced the plural right. Anyway.
It has more than one, so.
Well, right, you'd think no one would have more than one. So the people that make the Volkswagen, the Audi, the Porsche say, no, that's not true at all. They have not installed defeat software on the models in question. So the EPA has decided, I think, this is how I read it, because they overreach and overreact to everything. And in fact, it's not their fault, I suppose, that Volkswagen cheated. At least that's what both my children have, new Volkswagens. My son can't wait to get rid of his. My daughter says, you know what? Doesn't really make any difference. They lied to us about what we were going to get. We have really what they told us in terms of mileage, but it may be that all the pieces that get us there are not quite the same as what they said. And that's pretty unusual. Usually with my children, it would be the other way around. My daughter would be indignant about it. And my son would say, you know, what the heck? He probably wouldn't say what the heck, but he'd say something.
Something more colorful.
Something more colorful, right, exactly. So the reason I bring this up is because there's two reasons. One of them because I can't stand the EPA. I can't stand them. They overdo everything. They're in all of our lives way too much. I relate that or equate it to what I said as we got started about having technology in our lives. The technology required by the EPA to supposedly keep the air clean, is it really... Does it really work? Is it really necessary, or is it really well thought out? I don't know, because it's so complicated. So we have federal regulators all over the place. The Canadians are now hip to this. The Europeans are now hip to it. And so you think to yourself, why or how, maybe better is the question, did they get away with this in the first place? They have admitted that millions of their cars around the world were equipped with software that was used to cheat the emissions tests. The company is now grappling with the fallout. In fact, what the car dealership told my son is that by January, they're going to have a fix, and there will be four choices. You can turn your car in, and they'll give you something else that's comparable, that's guaranteed not to be controversial. You can get it fixed. You can keep it the way it is and pay less for the car. And I'm trying to remember what the fourth option is. But what they said to him is that the cars that they have now that don't work, they will take back, and essentially what they're going to do is put them on a boat and send them to Africa where nobody cares about emissions. They've got it all figured out. And not that they're bad, because they aren't. Actually, those cars are much better. They sell them really cheap, but they're much better than what you normally would see around many parts of Asia and or Africa, frankly. So it'll be a gift for those people. But anyway, it just, I guess there are two or three points, as usual, for me going down whatever street I've gone down. Technology is something that that we'll never be without again, as long as we have a civilization the way we do. And part of that is snooping. And that is a different type of technology. This cybersecurity bill that was passed in the dark of night last week as part of the budget deal is something else that we have to grapple with. And reporter Sue Udry is going to talk with us more about that in a moment here on Doug Steffens Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
More than 70 million Americans have a hard time falling asleep. Are you one of them? A lack of sleep can hurt your mental performance. It can affect your mood. It can even make it harder to manage your weight. Don't let occasional sleepless nights ruin your days. Try Somnipure, a safe premium formula that delivers better sleep than you thought possible. Today, listeners of this station can try a free bottle of Somnipure. Pay only shipping and handling. For details, call 1-800-937-7983. Somnipure has key ingredients clinically shown to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up refreshed without grogginess. Somnipure is the only sleep aid with this specific blend of ingredients. Listeners of this station can try a free bottle, but don't wait. This free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. We have Sue Udry with us, who's the Executive Director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, defending Dissent Foundation. She said in a published article last week, quote, on Tuesday, the Senate passed the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act. Civil liberties, consumer rights, and privacy groups have been fighting against this legislation and defeating it for 5 years. The vote last week comes despite the opposition of tech companies, cyber law professors, hundreds of thousands of everyday people who called, emailed, and faxed their lawmakers in protest. So what, Ms. Udry, is in this bill that we are going to so object to?
Well, you know, everybody's concerned about cyber security and cybercrime, especially after places like Home Depot and Target were hacked and our personal information was compromised. So in 2014, there were a bunch of these major hacks, and so Congress felt like they had to do something, and they created this cyber information sharing bill, which doesn't do the things that tech people will tell you is going to help us be safe from cyber attacks, like require complicated passwords or require companies to monitor their computer systems or use encryption. Instead, what it does is give the companies liability against any privacy laws for them to share cyber information with the government. So if they notice that they've been attacked, they'll just send all sorts of information that could include things like our names, our social security number, our credit cards, to the government, to the Department of Homeland Security. DHS will then share it with the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. So all of a sudden, now our private information is not just compromised in the company's computers, but now it's all over federal computers, which we know from the OPM hack earlier this year. It's not safe there either.
So is this another way around for the NSA to get the information that they were told by the government? I mean, this seems like the one hand doesn't know what the other one is doing.
Why would the CIA and the NSA and everybody need the information from the hack? What is their excuse for needing that?
Well, they say they need it because they can find the signature of the worm or the virus that invaded the company. So they're saying it's for a legitimate purpose for them to be able to stop cybercrime. But in the meantime, they're scooping up all sorts of our private information that they don't need to have.
Ms. Udry, did the bulk of the people who voted on this know it was even tacked on to the bill it was tacked on to? It wasn't a separate bill by itself, was it?
No, it was the premise of the bill. Mm-hmm. And one key amendment that they voted down was to have the Department of Homeland Security scrub out our private information before they share it with the CIA and the NSA and the FBI. And Senator Feinstein, who was the sponsor of the bill, said, no, we can't. We don't have time for that. It needs to be shared in machine time. But the problem with her argument is that hacks like the Home Depot hack, we know that the malware was at Home Depot from, I think, like April until September. So it's not like they're discovering the crime in machine time.
So
but they're,
is this bad management, bad government, or are these people just ignorant? Which is it?
Well, you take your pick. I cannot find out, you know, the people who voted for the bill, which I've got to say, at least in Massachusetts, both of your senators did vote against it, so congratulations. The people who voted for the bill couldn't explain how it's going to really protect
them. They didn't know. They probably didn't. I'm not giving them a pass by any stretch of the imagination. So now your work is to get this overturned, which is probably a lot harder than trying to keep it from passing in the first place. Good luck with that.
Unfortunately,
Sue Udry helping us understand the cybersecurity bill, which we'll talk more about here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Three after the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Today's video of the day comes from the YouTube channel Barack's Dubs, which edits the president's speeches, rearranges the words to mimic popular songs. For Halloween this past weekend, the folks at Barack Dubs present the president singing Thriller. Half a million people have watched this since it was posted on Halloween.
Night and something. Evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moon.
See, sight that almost got your heart.
You try this way. By the terror takes a sound before you make it. Yeah. You start to freeze as for a few right between your eyes. You're paralyzed. Because this is Thriller. Thriller. And no one's going to save you from the beast. I'm about to strike. You know it's Thriller. You're watching for your life inside a killer. Thriller.
That's awesome.
Oh,
awesome, awesome, awesome.
All right, so check out the video is much more entertaining even than the audio. Video of the day at DougSteffens.com. All right, so let's go back musically to this date, 1985. For only the second time, a television soundtrack LP topped the album charts, and it was this album. The track was by Jan Hammer. As everybody recognizes the theme to Miami Vice, crank it up, Richie!
Johnson cruising through Miami in his cigarette boat.
White on the boat. Yep. Who doesn't remember that?
I remember Friday nights, man. I was in high school.
Yep.
It was great.
This was the number one album for 11 weeks in a row.
Wow.
Some of the other music from Miami Vice. Wasn't Glenn Frey. How many pop songs came out of Miami Vice? I'm thinking about Glenn Frey, who actually was in Miami Vice for a few seasons.
He had two. And then Phil Collins. In the air tonight.
Yeah, all right, exactly.
Yeah. So, I remember talking to when Liddy used to work here. I'd walk down, we'd be sitting
sitting in his office and tell me about...
Well, he was on Miami Vice a lot.
He was a recurring character, yeah.
Yeah, as a bad guy.
Yeah.
He was a great... Liddy played a great bad guy.
Oh, yeah, he was really
played?
Yes, played.
Hey, careful, Roberta. He's listening.
Yeah. He's a wonderful guy. I like the guy
a
lot.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, very good guy. The only other TV soundtrack I'll be to chart at number one was from the television show Peter Gunn, Henry Mancini, with this from 1959. This was another great television theme. Craig is up here. So Mancini-esque as well. So the theme from I Spy, let's see, the theme, I'm trying to think of some of the other themes that were iconoclastic that were instrumentals. I mean, there are a lot of the TV shows from the 60s, especially the westerns, like Paladin, Cheyenne, Maverick, they all had very recognizable themes. But they were all
I'll give you one.
The lyrics. Yeah. Hill Street Blues.
No.
What? MASH.
Oh, this is MASH. Right.
Oh,
but I was thinking of Hill Street Blues, Richie. That's another one.
Yeah, that's recognized.
Hawaii 5-0.
Yep. What else, Kenny? You're pretty good at this. Instrumental tunes.
Rockford Files,
you're right. Yep. Yeah.
L.A. Law theme was a big hit for a while.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It's a regional version of Hawaii 5-0. They've updated a little bit with some of the stuff they can do with digital recording, but this is, it's so good. This just moves you, this theme. 28 after on Good Day.
This is a message for men concerned about prostate health. You may qualify to take part in a special offer for Peak Life Prostate, America's premier prostate formula. But supplies are limited, so to qualify, you must answer yes to one of the following. Are you looking to maintain a normal prostate size? Are you urinating more often? Do you wake up at night to urinate? If you said yes to any of these, you qualify for a free supply of Peak Life Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. For details, call 1-800-935-6436. Peak Life Prostate helps support a normal prostate size. Its key ingredients help reduce urges to urinate and reduce waking at night to go. No other product has this exclusive blend of ingredients. Supplies are limited for this free offer. Call us now. Call 1-800-935-6436. 1-800-935-6436. 1-800-935-6436.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See Club for details.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
And well-being. How do you feel today? Are you overloaded on Halloween candy? I had a very bad weekend in terms of how I monitored what I ate. I have, I have been. Most of my life I've been pretty careful about what I've eaten, and as I've gotten more mature, I have been more careful about what I've eaten. Plus, the influence of the people in my life who are careful. And that would include the lady in my life. But my children are careful about what they eat as well, and have been. But we decided to celebrate this weekend. It was sort of the midpoint between my son's birthday and my birthday. So I went to Los Angeles to be with my children, and we ate a lot of bad stuff. Or, scratch we, I ate a lot of bad stuff. I've been off the carbs, pretty much off the sugar. Every once in a while, a little piece of pie here and there. Not much ice cream, but I, for whatever the reason, and part of it, I think, actually, I was going to say for whatever the reason, I know that my exposure to Halloween candy did a lot to tempt me. And I gave into the temptation. I didn't resist the way I've been resisting. And this is for all of you who have a hard time doing that. Some of you are better at it than others. Kenny, over the course of your life, have you been tempted? You have been pretty good about what you've been eating last few years, but you give in to temptation, don't you, once in a while?
Oh, absolutely, especially when I'm with family.
Yeah, right. So we went out, we ate, I had bread, and then I had pasta, and I just got on the scale when I got home last night, and I gained 4 pounds in 4 days. Easier to gain than it is to lose, unless you just stop eating. And that's not a good idea. But I'm looking at our poll from yesterday, which asked how many trick-or-treaters stopped at your home. And then maybe the subplot here would be how many of the candy that you were giving away did you eat yourself? How much of that did you eat? But it's interesting to see that 28% had no trick-or-treater stop at their home. 21% said I wasn't home, so I don't know. 17% said more than I can count. 12% said between 25 and 50. 8% said over 50. 7% said between, 10 and 25. 6% less than 10. So I give you that stat because I like to give you the results of the poll. Those of you who take the time to go to DougStephan.com and take a couple of seconds to do the poll. For example, today we're focused on the new Star Trek TV series that's planned and whether or not you like the series that have been put forth. We've had how many different? There have been about 4 or 5 different Star Trek series since the original with Shatner, right?
Yeah.
So there is a list there of them. But the reason I come back around to the focus on food is because we are all very suggestible. We all have, it's nice if you're around somebody who's drinking, sometimes you have a drink. If you're around somebody who's eating, maybe eat more than you ought to, that sort of thing. And it's just a reminder to use common sense and be smart. And I thought about it on the plane coming back last night. I didn't really feel well. I didn't feel good physically because my system is sort of shaking off all the carbs. And it's really good to do that. But then every once in a while, my daughter said she was the encouraging factor. I'm not blaming this on her. She said, Dad, come on. Who cares? Let's have it. It's your birthday. Have some fun. Eat this and enjoy it. And I that's all I needed. We all need just a little permission, right?
Right.
So, that's something to be thinking about. I'm also interested in the story. You may have heard me talking about Walgreens buying the Rite Aid chain, the pharmacy chain, last week. Walgreens, which is an English company owned by Boots, is going to have to go through regulatory approval. The Justice Department says if you are X size and you want to be Y size, we have to tell you that it's okay that you do that. And I suppose that's a good check and balance in a sense. So what happens where Walgreens has a store across the street from Rite Aid, you would think they wouldn't need the government to tell them they don't need both of them. In fact, that's why they're buying Rite Aid, so that they can have less competition, especially where you're right across the street. And how many of us live in areas around the country where there is a Rite Aid on one corner, a Walgreens on another corner, and a CVS on the other side of the street? And in many places, the Walgreens and the CVS, which is what I have around here, we don't have too many Rite Aids around where I am here on the East Coast. There are more on the West Coast. And I can think of one, as a matter of fact, yesterday driving up Santa Monica Boulevard, there's a Rite Aid right with a supermarket next door to a strip mall on one end of the strip mall, and then on the other end of the strip mall is a Walgreens. And so they would not necessarily need the government to tell them who would, in their right mind, want to keep, in essence, competing stores across the street from each other, especially if you own them both. But anyway, the government says you got to sell X number of stores, so somewhere between 500 and 1,000 of the Walgreens stores will have to be sold. And who's the chief buyer for those stores? You guessed it. CVS. So CVS will buy the ones where they don't have exposure. So once again, you'll be back to so what happened to Ma and Pa Kettle? What happened to the corner drugstore? It's poof. Gonzo. Is there anybody who's listening to this program now who can tell us that there's a drugstore in their town, their community, in their neighborhood that doesn't belong to either Walgreens or CVS or to the big grocery chains, Albertsons, most of their stores, Publix, most of their stores? You don't see it in Whole Foods for whatever. I don't know what the reason is for that, actually. But I know that if you go into most of the big chains, there is around here where I am, Stop and Shop has a pharmacy connected to it. their own
Target
pharmacy.
And Walmart.
Walmart, Target, you're right. As a matter of fact, I think CVS just bought all of the, they just went into business with Target to run all of their pharmacy stores, and I think they got, what, $5, $6, $7, $8 billion for it? Some chump change in comparison to what Walgreens is paying for Rite Aid. They say they're going to, as it was a $9-10 billion deal, they will save $1 billion a year from their operating costs. That is, if you put the operating cost of Walgreens on top of the operating cost of Rite Aid, and you add them all up, if you look at the out at the end game here, at the outtake, there's $1 billion on the table in operating expenses a year that they will save. Man, that's a lot of dough. So anyway, that's another item of interest that people will be talking about today. How are you doing rest-wise? Talking about your weight, your physical well-being. How many of you get enough rest? If you are like most people listening to this program right now, you're getting less than adequate amount of sleep on most nights. That's the case with me. Kenny, that's the case with you. Kara, I suspect that's the case with you. Gallup poll finds that U.S. adults get an average of 6.8 hours of sleep a night, which is about an hour less than you're supposed to get. What kind of toll does it take? It takes a toll. It does. It's not a healthy prospect for you to not get enough sleep. So we have a lot of conversations about various things that are focused on your health, because that's one of the things that people are most concerned about, with good reason. One of the people I rely on the most for that information on this program is my friend Dr. Jack Stockwell, who, among other things, has the Forbidden Doctor podcast. And he'll tell you that all of the problems that you have in your life start in your gut, all your physical problems. Let's expand on that and other health items and news in a moment here on Good Day.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. and America's Navy is already there.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks.
Talk about a win-win.
And two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us now. Anecdotally, Jack, it may be interesting for those who are interested, in the fate of former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. How many people remember him?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do.
He has a tumor growing on his bladder.
Oh.
And it would seem to me that comes about, tell us whether I'm right or wrong, with abuse of drugs and alcohol. Don't those tumors oftentimes come from this kind of abuse?
Well, alcohol is also, has always been known as a contributor to cancer if you're overusing it. It's even more so in women than in men.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And, then when you look at how fleshy the guy is, you know he consumes a tremendous amount of sugar and processed carbohydrates, which is probably even worse a contributor than alcohol.
Fleshy. I like the way that's
said. That's horrible.
I was trying to make
that's the new politically correct way of referring
fleshy
to somebody who's fat. Fleshy. That's very good.
Fleshy.
Yeah. All right. So let's get this study in front and center focus here. Hot dogs contain human DNA.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, you got to, you always have to check the source on stuff like this.
Yeah.
And this is coming out of a newspaper that wants to build circulation. And when you look into these things, how did they sample the material? How
they had 75 brands, 10 different stores they went into. And they had 345 sample hot dogs and sausages, and they analyzed all of them. This,
what I mean is the chemical sampling technique that they used. Remember about a year ago or maybe 2 years ago when they had that big thing up in New York when they said, oh, we checked all of these different kinds of vitamins and mineral pills and found out that they don't have what they claim to have on the label.
No, but here's the difference. In this circumstance, they're not, what they're found is hair and fingernails.
Oh, God.
That's why the DNA shows up, because they have, because the way they make these hot dogs is obviously subject to scrutiny.
Right. They also have rat DNA. They have mice DNA. They have insect DNA.
Yep. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You can check that story out. If you want to have a wonderful breakfast, check that story out.
I'm
so hungry.
At DougStanford.com.
Yeah, when people start screaming Soylent Green when they hear a headline like that. And no, that's not what it is. It's like you said.
Yeah. Pieces of sin. They're not chopping up people's bodies to go into a hot dog.
A little bit of hair. You're not going to hurt anybody.
Dr. Jack Stockwell and his wife Mary have put together a marvelous set of Forbidden Doctor podcasts that you really ought to listen to if you want to spend some time and understand health from a different perspective, your health. You ought to go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and check out all of the podcasts. What's the theory this week, the theme this week?
Well, we're still dealing with the one that comes out this Friday is your soda really killing you?
Mm-hmm. The answer is yes.
And yes, and the alternatives, good safe alternatives for family and for adults.
Good. See, that's what I like about these. This is what I like to do on the radio in general. Identify a problem and then find a solution for it. And that's why I like these podcasts. Forbidden Doctor also is a place where you can find the long life energy enzymes. I just took four of them a few minutes ago. This is something that has all kinds of products that stop sugar cravings, restore balance to your pancreas, full of probiotics. These things, if taken, are really good ways. I mean, there are claims you can't make because this is a supplement. You know, but yet there are. It's pretty obvious what's coming out of all of these things. And
one of the major replies that we're getting from our patients and other people is a loss of sugar cravings.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't have to have that soft drink. They don't have to have that candy bar. They don't have to have that muffin in the middle of the workday.
Mm-hmm.
They're finding less and less craving for sugar.
All right. So if you want to feel better and actually be better, Long Life Energy Enzymes, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Click on products. Then click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes. You'll see a box for a code. Type in D-O-U-G, Doug. You get 10% off the Long Life Energy Enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack Stockwell is a Nurka chiropractor, has been practicing in Salt Lake City for decades, highly regarded nationally as someone you listen to when it comes to alternative, I'll say it again, Doug, alternative forms of keeping your body healthy and your mind well.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Yeah, get smelly garbage or old dumpster.
You get the low tide?
No.
How about wet dog?
Yep, stick it up.
And I must admit, the guy you always come through, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Just think about a few names, will you? Loch Ness, Bigfoot, the Abominable Snowman. They all got one thing in common, pal. Banishment. We could be next.
That's how it always could be. One without the other. Don't mean nothing to me. Nothing to me.
Where is it, you little one-eyed cretin? Okay, first of all, it's creepy. If you're going to threaten me, do it properly.
Huh. If I didn't have you, just for you.
What a great movie.
Just a funky little eyeball.
Have you seen this?
Because these two, I've saw bits and pieces of it.
Yeah,
seen
they're really good together. You would love it.
They're very good together. Billy Crystal and John Goodman singing If I Didn't Have You from Monsters, Inc., which was the number one Halloween movie during the year 2001. And what a nice, refreshing change from the garbage that seems to make it into the number one position around Halloween. And the music's so much fun. Crank it up, Richie, a little. John Goodman is one of of the quiet geniuses, I think, in terms of acting. Since his days with Roseanne Barr, he has really matured, and he's lost a ton of weight, too.
Yeah,
he
looks
good.
He looks weird, though.
He looks weird?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some stories about him getting started. He was a drug dealer for somebody, and that's how he got noticed. It's the same sort of story that you hear about Jason Statham.
Wasn't that like a movie that he did where he was a drug dealer?
I think he played that role in a movie too, right, Richie? Statham was Guy Ritchie's drug mule. Is that
seriously?
What they call him? Yeah, and that's how he
so
found
hot.
Him. Yeah, I know. Well, there you go, Jennifer. Hot start someplace. All right, we're going to have box office totals. I'm looking at the list. Kenny's looking at the list. Chucker's not here today. So Kenny and I will
Chucker's
be on
in the morning room. After his Mets lost last night.
Good night. Good luck. Adios, muchacho. So box office totals from the weekend coming up here on Good Day.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right. Let's see here the Good Day totals. Kenny, I see the Martian is still at the top of the heap. Man, this is quite a success story, isn't it?
Yeah, 5 weeks. It's been out 5 weeks. It's closing in on $200 million.
Yep. Wow. And it's a good movie.
I saw it.
Go see it.
It was great.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Number two, Goosebumps. What was that about?
That was Jack Black. It's based on a young adult series of semi-scary books.
Yeah. Oh.
Fun scary.
It's done okay. Yeah. It's taken to $57 million in how many weeks?
Yeah.
A couple of weeks, right? That's all it's been around.
3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, good for him. All right, Bridge of Spies. Good movie if you haven't seen it. Roberta, did you see this movie yet? You'd like this movie.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Go see it. You'd like it. Okay, how'd that do, Kenny?
That did well. Picked up another $8 million. It's like at $45 million now.
That's an international sale, though. That'll do better overseas than it probably did here. They'll collect another couple of $100 million, won't they, for overseas?
Sure.
Yep. All right,
Tom Hanks is big everywhere.
Yeah. What's number
The Adam Sandler's animated Hotel Transylvania 2 was next. Another $5 million.
Look at them.
Brings
that's
to $156 million.
Yeah.
Man, Adam Sandler's a genius.
Cost him nothing to make a movie like that, really. That's good for him. All right. And this is the movie I didn't see this weekend. I've sort of saved because Meredith would want to see this. This movie looked like it would be kind of interesting, kind of cute. Are you surprised it was at number five and not stronger?
What movie?
Yeah. There were two high-profile new movies this weekend, and they both really bombed.
Our Brand is Crisis.
Bradley Cooper's movie, only $5
million. Yeah. And Our Brand is Crisis was eight. They only took in $3-4 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was
going to
be better.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock. Yeah.
For the second week by the Paranormal Activity movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That is surprising. Yeah, Steve Jobs movie in the 10th position. That only took in $14 million. I'm surprised. That's a good movie, too. A nice story about, interesting story about him. Intern in the 11th position. $68 million is taken in so far. 51, 2, 3, 4, 8. It's 59 after the hour today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out. out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.